Filipino.
Greetings, music lovers. I'm Roger Bowie from the Radio 13 Music Collective, broadcasting on Planet FM 104.6 and streaming on planetaudio.org.nz/Rogers-eclectic-journey. Tonight, we're starting in 1963. We're going to do 26 years of rock with a bit of blues and the odd bit of jazz, 27 songs, and it's time to roll over, Beethoven. Was The Beatles from their second album, With The Beatles, an album that had eight of their own compositions and six covers, and this time it was George on the Chuck Berry classic Roll Over Beethoven. And here's another.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound, and they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, had to take me a chance, rose out of my seat, I just had to dance, started moving my feet, oh, the clap of my hands, I said the joint was rocking. At 12 o'clock, yeah, the place was packed. Front doors was locked, yeah, the place was packed. And when the police knock. Those doors flew back, but they kept on rocking.
Another Chuck Berry song. That was the Rolling Stones, of course, from their second album too, 12 by 5. They were still very much largely a covers band, although Mick and Keith and the boys put four songs onto the album, including one under the pseudonym they used to use, Nanka Felge, to denote a whole of band effort. Moving on. I know you're tired of waiting. Kinks from 1965, their second album as well, Kinda Kinks. And that was a leftover song from the first album, because Tired of Waiting was actually written before You Really Got Me and All of the Day and All of the Night. The song got tired of waiting before Dave put some raunch into it, and it made number one. Now, Jefferson Airplane before Grace Slick. Yes, there was such a time. Off their first album, Jefferson Airplane takes off with Sean Tolley Anderson on vocals and also featuring Skip Spence, the co-founder of Moby Grape.
misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.
See Emily Play, Pink Floyd's second single, and off the album Piper at the Gates of Dawn, a song written by Syd Barrett about a girl he saw in a psychedelic state. That is, Syd was in a psychedelic state. And before that, Jefferson Airplane and It's No Secret.
Make a monument.
right, we're reeling through the years, and that was the late, great Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac off their debut album, 1968, and the classic Elmore James song about female assets, Shake Your Moneymaker. And now it's 1969, and Humble Pie are covering Steppenwolf.
Oh,
Steve Marriott finished up with the Small Faces early in 1969, and then he joined up with Peter Frampton from The Herd in Humble Pie. Mike Saunders wasn't sure. He wrote in Rolling Stone, "Here, Humble Pie were a noisy, unmelodic, heavy metal-laden shit rock band with the loud and noisy arts, beyond doubt, thus arguably coining the term heavy metal." The cut was the Steppenwolf song Desperation. But with you there to help me, we'll listen to Jethro Tull.
Summer. probably will.
It was Jethro Tull's third album in 1970 and vastly underrated in my view. Glenn Cornick is still there on bass. He leaves, or is asked to leave, after touring the album and goes and forms Wild Turkey. John Evan plays on the album for their benefit before becoming an official member. Okay, then we turn to 1971, Man. Man's fourth album. Do you like it here now? Are you settling in? Apparently a common Swansea saying directed at pub landlords of exceptionally long standing. This is arguably the classic Man lineup, which of course changed very regularly. But here we have Martin Ace on bass, Clive John on keyboards, Mickey Jones and Deke Leonard on guitars and vocals, and Terry Williams on drums. With names like these, there's no mistaking where these guys came from. But this is classic acid rock. They get into a riff, they stay there too long, they realise, oh, we better get out of this quick, and they get into another one, they stay there too long, oh, we better get out of this quick and go somewhere else, and it just, the pattern repeats. It's quite classic and quite funny. Not their best work, but the song is called Many Are Called, But Few Get Up. Run Run from Jojo Gunn, their debut album, 1972. Jojo Gunn were formed when Jay Ferguson and Mark Andes left Spirit. Okay, David Bowie. David Bowie, 1973, Aladdin Sane. Inspired by Iggy Pop's stories of the riots in Detroit. That's Panic in Detroit. And here's Bowie as himself. He's no longer Ziggy Stardust. He's a star. He's touring America. Mike Garson joins the Spiders from Mars on piano. Straight after that, we're going to hear some acoustic blues from David Bromberg.
Such a cry no more. Because I think I see your good man headed straight for your back door. Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see your good man headed straight for your back door. I've got more time than I can use, just for sitting on your back porch singing these old lonesome blues. Oh, come let me in. I got a pocket full of funnies just to show you where I've been. Honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see your good man headed straight for your back door. Fresh made. No, 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 no. Don't tell me no stories now. Oh, just to tell me, did you miss me? Honey, then just show me how. Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. I see your good man headed straight for your back door.
That
was the eclectic musician David Bromberg from his third album, Wanted Dead or Alive. He's still alive. He's in his mid-70s, still making music, and he's backed there by Jerry Garcia on acoustic. Now, you might have heard the glitch. I bumped the bloody table and the needle jumped, just to remind you that we're playing all vinyl tonight as we reel through the years, a song a year from 1963 to 1988. And in 1976, this is a song from 75, but in 1976 I found a progressive rock band from Finland, of all places, with an Englishman on vocals, and Pekka Rehard on guitar. And this is from Nuclear Nightclub, the title track. And then straight after that, we're going to Steely Dan's fifth album, The Royal Scam, with Larry Carlton on guitar.
That day was bright and sunny, seemed to me, with eagles wheeling over me. And that train was moving on, had to get to that new nightclub before I was dead, is what I said. Get to that nuclear nightclub before I was dead.
Kid Charlemagne with an ever so slight jazz feel coming into it with Larry Kelton's guitar. Now, let's go further in jazz because it's time for the weather report. There's some heavy weather coming a great album from Weather Report in 1977. It's their eighth album. The late Joe Zawinul, the late Jaco Pastorius and Wayne Shorter in this band. Wayne's still alive, but apparently not that well. But here's a classic, the classic track from that album, Birdland. 1978. And yes, from Tormento, Don't Kill the Whale. Yes's ninth album and the last to feature the classic band lineup with both John Anderson and Rick Wakeman before they went through a period of great turbulence, and then they came back together again in 96. But the Yes Band were a no band at this point in time. They were starting to disagree on about almost everything. And, of course, the age of the great age of prog rock was coming to a close at this point, as you will hear from a couple of tracks that follow. A year or so ago, I featured this album in a retro look at 1979, Cowboys International. They had one fabulous album and then nothing, just nothing. It's just worth another thrash.
When everything is not together, I put my arm around your shoulder. The words they say won't mean anything. Now change the face, change everything, and we'll thrash, thrash, thrash. Change the face, change everything, and we'll thrash, thrash, thrash.
factory's high. Will they make love besides? Then run our lives. Who the hell makes those missiles? Who the hell makes those missiles? Who the hell makes those missiles?
Up there was Cowboys International and Thrash, and then 1980 debut album from The Sound, Adrian Borland and his band Post Punk. Jeopardy was the album, sounding a little like Television before breaking out into Missiles. Reeling through the years, I'm Roger Bowie from the Radio 13 Music Collective. You can stream this show anytime from the Planet FM website, or you can also go into radio13.co.nz audio programs, and it'll be up there available for you in a couple of days. Here's a little reggae and roots from Third World in 1981.
fire. This fire is out of control, yes. It's burning my heart, yeah. Burning my soul, Lord. Look at me dancing on the floor. Look at me crying out for more. I'm love for sure. Hey sister, why do you look so confused? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It's life, you gotta get used to. Don't give up now, love is at your rescue. Come on,
look at me dancing on the floor. Look at me crying out for more.
Dancing on the Floor. Okay, 1982, the Dream Syndicate, LA band, post-punk, led by Steve Wynn. They've just released a new album, believe it or not, which caused me to go back and revisit their classic Days of Wine and Roses, and here's a cut from that album, definitely clean. Days of Wine and Roses, still fresh and relevant as ever. Now, in the early 80s, Paul Buchanan and his two mates, I think they're from Glasgow, were a band without musicians. None of them could play that well. But this didn't stop them from tinkering away. And the folks at Lynn were launching a record label so people could play Lynn records on Lynn turntables. And I'll have you know, I have a Lynn Sondek, which I have owned for more than 30 years. And the Blue Nile, which is what they called themselves, caught Lynn's ears. So this is the first album to appear on Lynn Records. The Blue Nile are notoriously reclusive and have only released 4 albums in their 30-year career. It's hard going. Here is Tinseltown in the Rain from the album A Walk Across the Rooftops.
I've seen it all before.
show me pictures in the gallery. Show me novels on the shelf. Put my head across the table. Give me knowledge of myself. Show me visions, show me nightmares. Gave me dreams that never end. Show me light out of the tunnel. When there was darkness all around instead, I was just torn down, Colorado. And I wish my message would come. Showed me ways and means and motions. Show me what it's like to be.
Show me.
Gave me days of deep devotion.
Van Morrison from 1984, A Sense of Wonder, with A Tour Down a la Rambo. Rambo, the poet. He took 8 years to write this song, did Van. That's the longest time I think it's ever taken him to write a song. Okay, we're on the home stretch. And Paul Weller and Mick Talbot, Style Council, up next from their second album, Walls Come Tumbling Down, and then we'll have a little bit of Genesis and Invisible Touch.
Alive.
Invisible Touch was arguably Genesis' most poppy album ever. Okay, 1987, A Miracle Occurred. It's the name of Willie DeVille's album release of that year. He went to London in 87 and did an album with Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits, and it's just a wee gem. And we're going to play a couple. Here's a couple of really cute songs. Gun Control, and then a Van Morrison cover from 1966 when Van Morrison was still with them. Could You, Would You?
Yeah!
Roger Bowie from the Radio 13 Music Collective. Thanks for listening. We're going to close out with a cut from an album, an Aussie rock album, 1988 from the band 1927. The album's called Ish. The song is That's When I Think of You. And keep thinking of me, because I'll be back in September to keep going. Another 25 years of rock. All right, stay safe.